The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And this evening, we'll be heading up to 92nd Street in Manhattan. And appropriately enough, the home of the 92nd Street Y, a multifaceted cultural institution and community center. It's a special place to work, and we'll hear from several members of the team who will give you the reasons why.
When I got here, every single thing that involved employment was on a piece of paper. There is no paper anymore. Everything from the moment you apply for a job here till you're onboarded here, till you sign up for your benefits, it's all, I can do any of that on my phone right now. And that wasn't the case a short 6 years ago here. So things like that are innovations as well. And so we're spreading it, we're teaching it, and frankly, we're holding people accountable to try things and letting them fail.
I think being the best that we can be, not only as an institution, but I think it goes down to the smaller level of who we are as human beings. And I think that is the value of this organization. It really wants to cultivate and help us grow not only as employees, but as human beings. And to be the best colleagues that we could be, and to provide us with the support that we could be the best people that we can be, starting with the parenting center.
I would say that what you would see here that you may not see at other places is when you get into the elevator here, you could be with a myriad of people. You can be with a baby. You can be with a, you know, senior citizen. You can be with a basketball player, all in this confined elevator going, you know, to different destinations. And I think that that's something that kind of wraps up the 92nd Street Y like in a snapshot.
My favorite perks include being able to attend the events and concerts. And one of our most recent perks is that we get a stipend to participate in our many classes that we offered. And I was able to take a Spanish class, and that was really great as I got to continue my education from when I last took it in high school.
We're in the Innovation Center, but frankly, we don't hold people here accountable for all the innovation at the Y. Well, it's something that we are trying to get out there to every single person that works here, is to be creative, be innovative in the way you look at your job. Don't look at this team here to create your innovation.
The amount of talent in this building is unbelievable. Anything you could possibly think of or need help with, there's someone who's an expert. And not only are they an expert, they're so giving and willing to help. Even if it's not their job, even if it's not their responsibility, if you turn to someone for help, for advice, for an idea, they're always so generous. And to me, that is the biggest perk for working here.
Sorry. One of the initiatives we started recently is Meditation Mondays for our employees, which is through our 92i Lives program, which looks after the well-being of all our employees. And it's a simple idea that every day we have a location and a time, and you can come and you can meditate. There's a guided meditation that takes place.
Oftentimes when I tell people that I work at the 92nd Street Y, even people who've lived in New York for 20 years will ask me what they do there, or how's the gym, and some people don't really grasp the the extensive work that we do today and that we've done in the past, and how important the organization has been to arts and culture and so many other aspects of New York City life. And
have you seen this new thing that Facebook's put out? It's called Workplace, and neither of us had seen it. And we took a look at it, and it's Facebook for the workplace, and it's a closed network Facebook, and it's free for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a, wow, this is really cool. Let's try it. We had an intranet in place here that was probably built maybe 1972. I'm exaggerating, obviously, but it was an old intranet. Nobody used it. And we said, let's give it a shot. That's about 10 months probably.
Yeah.
We now have a really vibrant communication system within the organization. Took no effort on our part. Everybody's on Facebook here almost, and if they're not, they are now.
And that is something that, of the interviews that I've sat in on, I've actually put away the candidate's resume. And I've quickly adopted that to say, tell me about you. And one of the things is, if I don't get a feeling of hate to put it this way, of humanity from that person, then that plays into my mind, because I think what is just tremendously unique about the Y is its humanity from the bottom up.
But one of the interesting things that I found in recruiting here is that because of the diversity in programming that we do, we attract such a diverse group of people. So we have people in, let's say, our marketing team who have a very corporate background, or in our PR team who have come from the corporate entities. But then we have people who are fantastically creative and they're running our TISH programs. We have people who have an education background and they're working in our education outreach program, which delivers arts programming to public schools.
We open up our meetings, and this may sound a little unusual, but you know, as the Young Men, Young Women's Hebrew Association, we have a rabbi on staff. And this is anything but religious. It's not at all religious, but our rabbi at all of our management meetings, our employee meetings, starts off with some kind of words of wisdom that he shares with us on a different subject every week, whatever is pertinent, whatever is appropriate. And not with religious overtones, but he's a very learned man who has taken everyone here.
And I think that in the last 5 to 7 years, it's really been a shift where if you go to another department, you're like, I want to have this idea. I want to work together. Program directors are more willing to work together and figure out really how to like make the most efficient use of our patrons' time and energy. Like, how can we work together to make the best program for our patrons? And that's been really refreshing and really exciting.
Some of the core values of the organization, I would say, are Jewish life, community, education, and learning. And I think that our programming and our classes and everything we do here really reflects that.
What I consider in my short term here, the wow of the 92nd Street Y, is that on any given day, at any given moment, the number of people that come through this building and the variations of people that come through the building, from nannies pushing babies to seniors, it's almost like Grand Central Station within the building. And even so, it's a very diversified population that you see. And it always makes me stop from time to time in the lobby just to say, wow, there's a lot happening in this building. And the fact that it's all encompassed in one building is basically a big wow for me.
I want to thank Harry Ullman, who helped to organize my visit, and to all those who participated, Eric Lang, Stephanie Copley, Greg Stevenson, Yana Stotlin, Paolo Mastrangelo, Lauren Wexler, and Serena Robbins. To listen to this again or see pictures of the participants and the 92nd Street Y itself, just come visit denver-frederick.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.